Yes, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. But if you're on the shy side, don't act. We know you're not shy. You can text a brother, 0457-140-050. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All our daily yarns here. I'm going to catch up and have a yarn now with the Navy personnel. We're talking about the up-and-coming graduation of current recruits happening next month, and also Navy enlisting First Indigenous Elders. So we'll talk about that beautiful space. And come to join us here in the studio, we've got Officer in Charge, Chris Thornton, and he brought a couple of bodyguards. We've got Auntie Fran Vicini and also Uncle Philip Bowie. They're acting as they are, Auntie and Uncle, in regard to the space there in Navy personnel, and also Gordon Adam, who's instructor. But let's start with the guest here, and a very good morning to you all. Good morning. How are you all?
Really good. Thanks for having us along there, Trevor.
No, fantastic. Thank you very much for coming along. Just speaking to Mike there, grab that mic there, Uncle Phil. Bring it closer to you there. We'll start with you, Auntie Fran Vicini.
Hi.
Who your mob were you from?
I was born and bred on Thursday Island.
Yes.
Armat family.
Okay.
I have connections through Dad to Cape York. We're Western Cape York mob, Yapangati.
Yes.
And on Mum's side, Moa, Murray Island, and Mobiag, Western
okay.
Island.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful footprint.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Deadly.
And over to you, Uncle Phil Bowie. Who your mob were you from?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to acknowledge traditional owner,
yes.
The Gimel Yalabara and the Yidinji Nation, which land we're broadcasting from.
Yes, thank you.
And all past and present leaders, of course. And my name is Philip Bowie. I'm from Thursday Island. My father is from Badu Island, and my dad is from, my father's from Badu, and my mother's from Horn Island, Karrarug people.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. Lovely footprint. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Over to your officer in charge, Chris Thornton. A very good morning. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, no, I'm excellent. Thanks so much for having us, and g'day to everybody out there who's listening.
Yes,
well.
Thank you. Yep. We like to say, who your mob were you from? Where do you stem from, Chris?
So I'm a non-Indigenous Australian.
And we welcome you, my brother.
Thank you very much.
White on the outside, black on the inside, we say.
certainly. But I grew up in beautiful Darug country.
Okay.
So down there in northern Sydney, so
yeah
beautiful place. I'm the officer in charge of the Navy Indigenous Development Program.
Based up here?
Yeah, this is based up in Cairns.
And how long have you been in that role, Chris?
Since the beginning of the year. So this Navy Indigenous Development Program, it's been going for around about a decade now.
Yes.
And what we do is basically, so we take in potential recruits,
mm-hmm.
so Indigenous recruits, 18 to 35 years of age.
Male and females, yep.
Yeah, males and females. And perhaps they might not have the education needed to join the Defence Force, or maybe they just want a great experience.
Sure.
Because we don't oblige anybody to continue on and give service if they don't want to after
mm-hmm.
the program.
Mm-hmm.
But
so we give them a platform just to taste the Navy.
Yep. It's a 5.5 month program, and basically, if they complete it successfully, they'll be able to join if they want to.
Sure,
we don't really make anybody.
Well, it just
do.
Gives you options in life, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Yeah.
And when we're talking options, mm-hmm. After the 5 months, is it work in any department of the Navy?
Yeah. They can sort of choose whichever role that they like, and they've got 5.5 months to sort of think about it,
sure.
which is, you know, excellent, because sometimes you go into these things cold and you just don't know what
sure,
you want to
exactly.
do.
Sure, exactly. Go a mile, see a mile. And what sort of departments are we talking about there after the 5 months?
Oh, yeah. You could become a bosun's mate.
Yes.
You could become a combat systems operator. You could be a mine warfare CSO as well. You could be a, you could be an electronic technician,
mm-hmm.
a marine technician, any of
there.
The above. There's lots of opportunities.
Galore. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But as I said, this program is basically, if you don't have the education necessary to pass Defence Force recruiting standards.
It's not the end of the line.
No, it's definitely
another
not.
Opportunities.
No. Yeah. I'd like to think of the NIDP as a place for second chances and even third chances or fourth chances. So, if you're interested in just developing yourself, it's a great program.
Yeah.
And we do, this is all part of the Defence Reconciliation Action Plan.
Okay, yep.
And we're aligned to some of the Closing the Gap initiatives as well.
Yeah. The old saying, you don't have to be too great to start, but to start, that would be great. An opportunity just to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, look at opportunities.
Some of the great things that we do, though, is we do a lot of cultural immersion.
Beautiful.
So maybe if you're a young person, you might not have grown up on country or you don't have access to an elder, we provide that for you. So,
and here we have Auntie Fran and Uncle Philip in that role as uncle and aunts with the Navy personnel. And sometimes, well, it's like mollycoddling these young ones, isn't it? You know what I mean? And but then you've got that cultural training, that cultural respect there as an auntie and uncle. And that, too, gives a good foundation for respect for elders and respect for seniors as well, I would think, Chris.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I like, so some of the recruits, when they start, we've got a halfway point and they go home. And I've had parents call me up and go, "What have you done to my child?" They wake
good
up
ways,
early.
Good ways, yes.
Yeah.
Making the bed, washing up for me.
They make their bed.
Mowing the lawn. You know.
So, we're developing. Respect is a big part of what we do.
Sure.
And we also learn some other core values as well. And we're just hoping to develop people.
Yeah, exactly. That's beautiful. Auntie Fran, over to you. So, Ben and Auntie, you would deal with a lot of the female Navy personnel, Indigenous students, yeah?
Yes, I do. Both, but mainly the female. I'm there to mentor and support them. If they have issues, they come to me. We talk, just have a good old yarn about anything and everything, but they know if they have anything they want to, anything that they really like to discuss with me, I do that with them.
Sure, fantastic. Yeah. And also having you guys there as auntie and uncle there, it's a bridge builder as well for the so-called Navy personnel and seniors at the level in regarding cultural awareness and understanding where our young ones are at in their mind or spiritually and all the above, and how culture is so very important as their foundation.
That's
to build their future upon.
And also being there, they view us as role models as well. The respect is all round. So, yes. We tell them about our experience in the Navy. I mean, it's a fair while ago, but we still carry it. And we impart that knowledge onto them as well about discipline, about what a good job it is, what you learn from it, the platform it gives you for later on in life. All the positives. I mean, it's not all positive, but a lot of positive aspects to it.
Sure.
And I love this program, but like Sir said, it offers many pathways.
Yeah.
And they get an education as well.
Lovely.
And they're not committed to one
area. No, not committed. That's right.
That's
just test the waters, part to part, but test the waters.
They're being developed for better things.
Yes. And friends, so how long have you been a Navy personnel?
I was only in for 2 years in my time.
Yes.
Because in my time, back in the 70s, if you wanted to get married, you had to get out.
Okay, but is that right?
Yeah.
Was that the rules back then?
Yeah, back then, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, well, because you're marrying outside the Navy?
Yes.
What if you're marrying a person within the Navy?
No, you still had to get out.
You still had to get out?
Yeah. Later on,
strict
they brought
rules.
Back, a couple of years later, they brought it back that you
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we all got to love, don't we?
True God.
True God, that's fantastic. All right, so thanks to that, an opportunity came up for you to come back in, Navy personnel, and become an aunt and lead the young ones through.
Well. Absolutely. Yeah. It fell in my lap because I didn't live here. I was moving here in the process when they rang me about the job. So,
oh, they contacted you?
Yeah, I was just they wanted
An elder?
An elder that was ex-Navy. And
yes.
Would I be interested?
Of course, they'd have you on the books, of course.
But I was living in Bribie Island prior to that.
Oh,
rightio. So I moved anyway because I was coming. So
when you got the phone call, was it like, oh, yes? Or like, oh, hang on, just let me think about this. What's it entail? And I'm happy doing what I'm doing, and now you want me to come back and...
No, well, I'm retired, so that really was well, good, worked in well for me. Because
gotcha.
To me, it felt like I had done full circle.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, I joined at 17, and here I am going on
70. So you
70.
Put the pension pay packet on the shelf.
True.
You're now employed.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
That's beautiful,
all
fantastic.
Good and positive, yep.
Over to you, Uncle Philip. So, weren't you Army?
No, yes. Navy.
All Navy, all the way through.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Yes.
Sorry. So tell us your story.
I was one of the first.
Talk there into the microphone, then, my brother.
One of the first Torres Strait, not one of the first, but the first Torres Strait Islander to join the Navy.
Thank you. Thank you. First Nation man, first.
Yes.
first. In all facets. Yes.
Yes, in 1965. So that's
okay. Congratulations.
Yeah, a fair while ago.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was approached again. My brother Don. He used to. He used to develop this program, and I used to go and give him a hand with it. And I said, okay. Oh, this is something I'd like to do when I'm retired. So, because we've got to remember now, a lot of these kids are from community.
Yes.
And we've got a recruit from Tiwi Islands over there and from Sydney and other, they're from all over the country. They're not just from, from here in North Queensland.
Sure.
So,
a big footprint, the Cape and Torres Straits, of course. Yeah.
Yes, of course. And I've worked up in the Cape because I used to work with Queensland Health, for a fair while and travel those communities. And I could see what the disadvantages that they were faced with up there.
Sure.
In all the communities. And so, this opportunity came up, here I am. With Fran. Giving direction and support, for these young people today.
Yes.
And of course, when I joined up back in 1965, we were still under the Act,
Exactly.
We didn't have much choices when we went back home. So
sure.
Or even when we joined the Navy, so...
I see this opportunity as well as a bridge builder in regarding, Christian, I think you will agree, in regarding racism. And stamping at racism, know what I mean?
All and truly.
We are all one. If we're talking about defending this big island, look at the colour of the uniform, not the colour of the skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. Chris, what's the turnaround? You're saying this has been operating for 10 years, so you would have percentages. Once the students do 5 months, are the percentages high regarding them continuing on?
Around about 50%.
50%, okay.
Yeah, we'll go on to the Navy. And then not 100% sure about the percentages after that in terms of going through and completing that training. It's pretty tough stuff.
Yes.
So usually some of the recruits, if they don't pass our program, it might be because of some... Maybe because they don't want to continue.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
It also could be a thing about maturity on their behalf. If we think that maybe they're not mature enough to go through just yet. It's a big
or
commitment.
Allergic to water. It could be anything.
It could be. I think we had one fella who was sort of scared of deep water. That was a bit of a no-no.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Yeah. Look, I'll just add to the conversation there and big shout out to Alicia. A young girl who worked here with us, and she was my PA in regarding this program, National Talkback, for a couple of years, who signed on that program and is still in the Navy today. That was about 4 odd years ago, I believe. It is a proven success. Yeah, positive. Yes. Thank you. And she left here and went into communication with the Navy.
Wow.
Right.
But then I think she's gone into weapons, I think.
Okay.
I'm allergic to bullets, so I won't be good for the Navy.
Most people are.
Thank you. There you go. Exactly. All right, fantastic. I'm going to bring Gordon Adams into the conversation. He's an instructor. Gordon, over to you. A very good afternoon. Good morning. How are you, Gordon?
Yeah, good, thanks, brother. How are you?
Yeah, good, brother. So who your mob were you from?
So on my mother's side, my grandfather was from Thursday Island.
Yes.
And on my mum's mother's side, we were Berrigaba Nation from... Juru country down Byron Way.
Okay, brother. So you're an instructor. Instructor in what field? Tell us your job.
So I work for the Indigenous Pre-Recruit Program, so similar to NIDP, where NIDP is based in Cairns for 5.5 months. IPRP is a 6 weeks tri-service sort of program, so we work with the Army and the Air Force. And where NIDP, Sir was saying before, NIDP sort of works.
Are you based up here in Cairns?
No, so we go travelling around. So mainly out of Wagga Wagga. Down with the Army and Air Force down that way.
Yeah, I was going to say, because there's no ocean there at Wagga Wagga.
No, not
that. That's way inland.
Little bit away. Yeah.
Got a dam there, I think.
Yeah.
Probably a few creeks.
Yeah. Floating the dinghies.
Yeah, the dinghy. And so you do a lot of work down there, but then you travel. So you go to where the recruits are and do your instructor training there. Is that right?
Yeah. So we do 6 weeks with those guys and just prep them up for recruit training.
Okay.
When they go to the Army.
So this is a description of some of the recruit training the activities that you do there?
Yeah, so we wake them up at 6 o'clock in the morning, we put them to bed at 10 o'clock, and then we do mainly physical fitness sort of stuff. So we'll do PT training in the morning and the afternoon, and then we'll do some military training and some cultural training as well. So
okay.
Expose them to a few different things, because you wear lots of different hats in the Navy.
You say cultural training. I think you will back me up on this. I've seen on YouTube where First Nation soldiers, Navy and even an army, doing their island dances all together. That's powerful. Yep. In uniform. And that's respect, but it's togetherness.
Yeah.
And a strong cultural foundation there.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's bringing two cultures together, right?
Yes,
your
it
military
is.
Your culture and your indigenous culture.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's good.
Fantastic. How long have you been in that role, brother?
Started beginning of last year. So,
okay.
Yeah, almost 2 years now.
So you're a fit fanatic, are you?
Yeah, that's it. It's good.
I just pulled my hamstring just talking about it.
I'll stretch you out.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. We stretch, warm up before you run. Look, this is so fantastic. So, guys, we've got the upcoming graduation. That's happening on the 7th of December?
Yeah, the 7th of December. So that'll be happening out at the Early Settlers basketball court where the Taipans play out of.
Okay, yeah, that's where they train. They play out of the convention centre, but that's the home of the Marlins.
Yeah,
we call it the fish tank, so that's going to be over there. And that's open to the public, is it?
That is. Anybody who's sort of interested and wants to support our recruits, turn up on the day and you know, take a seat.
Sure.
Feel free.
Okay. How old does a recruit has to be? Do they have to finish grade 12?
No, they don't have to finish grade 12. We take 18 to 35-year-olds.
18 to 35,
yep. Right. And it's designed for kids that didn't do year 10.
Okay. Rightio. Yeah.
So we'll actually a big part of the program is sending them to TAFE to go get an equivalent.
Okay.
A year 10 equivalent.
Yes.
So if you haven't got year 10, that's what we're sort of.
So after the 5 months, you do the training 5 months, and then you go into the job. Do you get your grade 12 certificate through the training?
No, you probably won't get grade 12.
Okay.
Like grade 10.
You go straight into the job, training the job, and come out of it as a. Apprenticeship into whatever.
Pretty much, yeah. Oh. And by the way, we pay you to be on the program as
okay.
well. So you get paid
Bucks.
Whilst you're on our program too. So, you know, if you're you know, wondering maybe should I not join, well, you know, give the program a chance. You get paid for 5.5 months anyway.
Yeah, test the water, get paid for it.
You got nothing to lose. And then, you know, we hope that you'll really love it.
Sure.
And we also just want to make sure that you walk away with maybe a better cultural understanding of your background as well.
Yeah.
You meet some fantastic people, make some friends, get fit.
Yep, get fit.
Yeah, and start doing some good stuff with your life.
Fantastic. And you look at it, it's great to have uncle and aunt at the table in regard to that the recruitment process. 5 months training, we're talking about a big planet Earth, and Navy travel the globe, do they not, you know? So we're talking with a mob-leaving community to go to boarding school. That in itself is dramas, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And get homesickness. So I think having aunt and uncle there as well help smooth that over. Yep.
Yeah, 100%. We've had some recruits on board who, you know, after a week they get homesick.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, even that took a lot of courage for that person to come onto our program. Nobody had ever left his house before.
Yeah.
So at 18 years of age, that was a big step forward for him. We hope that even by doing that, he developed a little bit.
Courage.
But we did have auntie and uncle on board having a chat with him and talking to him through those sorts of problems.
Yeah, fantastic. So with the graduation happening on the 7th of January, open for the public, which is fantastic.
December. December. Yep.
7th of December. And with the graduation happening there, is the Navy enlisting there as well? That's for Indigenous elders.
There should be some Defence Force recruiting people there. If you're interested in doing that sort of stuff,
no pressure.
Doing the program, you want to have a chat to someone about maybe joining the program or joining the Navy in general.
Yeah,
like it's a way to get a bit of adventure.
I can tell
you that. I've had lots of adventures in my time, and I'm sure everybody in this room.
So in the 5 months, where do the recruitment? Where do they stay? Accommodation?
We stay here at in Cairns. So we've got junior sailor accommodation.
Okay,
that's where we run it from in North Cairns.
Yep.
and that's where they'll be run out of. But we actually do a bit of a roadshow around Australia.
Okay.
We'll take them down to recruit school down in Victoria. Near Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
We go up to
Sydney. How many recruits you take on a year?
We can take 21 per intake. 21. And we've got 2 intakes per year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up to 42.
Yeah, we can do 42. Yep.
So we're talking Cape York and Torres Strait Island, but this is for First Nation students across the globe, across the country.
Across the country, yeah.
So you're talking about Alice Spring Mob, even joined the Navy.
Yeah. We can talk about WA.
That's what I said. Probably haven't. Like, I brought cousins from Man Eyes. I brought them here again, looked at the Esplanade, and gee, cuss, that's a big dam. Well, that's the ocean, brother. So when you're talking about taking Murrays, taking mob there from middle of the Australia to, say, Cairns, look at the ocean, to join the Navy, that in itself is a big step.
It is. Exactly. It is. And we try to provide as much support as possible because we understand that that's a big thing, right, to move away from your mob.
Exactly. Fantastic. Well, congratulations. Yeah, so this is great. So congratulations. So we've got the celebration, graduation happening. And so when you say the graduation, that's the 5 months. Is that right?
Yeah.
End of the 5 months. Mm-hmm. And then they've informed you? Do you hear in advance that, like, hey, this is good, I'm going to stay on? Or do they tell you on the day? Or
No.
How's that work?
So at the moment we've got 8 recruits that are going through.
Yeah,
and 6 of them are going to be going on into the Navy.
Okay,
and 2 have got to wait a little bit until they might be able to join a little bit later on, just because of those things that we were talking about before.
Sure. Okay.
Know. Yeah. So
no, for now, but not forever.
Exactly right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm actually just on that. Mm. An interesting little point is it took me 10 years to join the Navy, and
okay,
yeah, you know, I got rejected a couple of times.
Yeah.
And that first
took you 10 years.
Well, it took me 10 years. I kind of
persistency, consistency.
I did something else in the meantime, but I always wanted to come back to it.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, it's been definitely worth it. Again, that you're right on the money there. Mm. That it's, if you get knocked back the first time, it's not the end of the line.
Yeah, that's life. And they say if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count.
Yeah, and
so there it is. Fantastic. Well, talk about motivate the motivator. Fantastic yarn. Thank you all very much for coming. Arnie and Unc, thank you very much, and the roles that you play, so very important, and it creates a nice foundation and a future for our young ones, but also makes the defence force in this country stronger, black and white together, you know. Brother Gordon, I think you'll agree.
Yeah.
Keep them all fit. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing. And so that's happening on the 7th of December, open. What time does that kick on?
11 o'clock.
11 a.m., okay, open. And people come along and watch the graduation take place, but also may entice them to join the Navy.
Thanks so much, Trevor, for having us.
Thank you for coming in. Thanks all you.
Thanks, Trevor.
Take care and all the best, eh?
Yeah, God bless.
Beautiful. Beautiful yarn there with the Navy personnel. That's Chris Norton, officer in charge, Auntie Fran Vicini, and also Uncle Philip Bowie, and their bodyguard, Gordon Adams, instructor. Don't mess with that, brother. Fit as. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Otherwise, text a brother, and that's 0457-140-550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Ready for your yarns, your mob? Too deadly.